In the studio with me now is Mike Boland. He is part of the Theater Artists Workshop, and they've got their Spring 2018 Festival of New Works happening all weekend long in Norwalk. Mike, how's it going?
It's going well, Alan. Thanks very much for having me.
Exactly what is the Theater Artists Workshop?
Well, the Theater Artists Workshop is, I guess you would call it a collective of professional and seeking professional status actors, writers, directors, that was established about 35 years ago for Fairfield County artists. And every year they do a festival of new works that some of the playwrights create. And we choose the best ones and we put them together for a three-day festival with our actors, our directors. And it's a lot of fun, all brand new original work. And it's really exciting for us this year because we got some great plays and some great casts.
And if you get one ticket, you can see all eight plays.
That's right. Each day, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, each program has all eight plays. They're short. I think the longest one might be about 18 minutes. And there's some comedies, there's some dramas, there's a little romance. It's a really nice variety. We chose them specifically so that they weren't all the same. And they each have their own cast, their own sets, their own sound and everything. And
I would think it would just be, you know, a couple of people on stage with like a stool, you know, like very minimal.
Some of them are pretty minimal and mostly it's pretty rudimentary. But we do have a quick changeover between each one. So it's not just a bunch of people standing there reciting, you know, speeches.
Eight original one-act plays. These are debuts.
Yeah, they are. Chances are you're going to like something there.
Who produced the plays? Who's directing them? Who's acting in them?
Well, we have eight different casts with, I guess, eight different directors. I'm directing one play called Hums by a woman named Vivian Sorval from Fairfield. It's a beautiful memory play about a family on vacation in the 1960s. And we have a great cast with Winter Coleman, Paulo Arujo, Ryan Sear, and Nadine Willig, and that's been a real treat to put that together. When we were going through the vetting process, I fell in love with this play, and I said, please let me direct this. And so they did, and we're really excited about that. I'm also performing in one with Winter Coleman as a husband and wife called Hazelton, which is sort of it's a meditation on the gun issue and how it sits in a kitchen of an everyday American home. And with two different viewpoints and an immediate threat also. So it's really exciting and the sparks fly in that one. We just rehearsed now and it was flying.
You're rehearsing right up until showtime.
Oh yeah, we'll be running lines at 7:59 outside at the back of the building.
All the people that are involved are part of this Theater Artists Workshop.
They are all the writers, directors, and most of the cast. A couple of times, like in the show I'm directing, Hums, we lost a cast member at the last minute, and I had to scramble. But fortunately, I've been a professional actor for 24 years, so I know a lot of people, and I was able to pull someone from the outside in. But I think that might be the only non-member in the whole program.
And everybody is local to Fairfield County.
Yeah, they are. They sure are. I'm a Fairfield guy. There's a lot of Westport, Norwalk, Stratford, Milford, people like that. I don't know about Milford, but certainly in the area.
And the Theater Artist Workshop, I was reading, Keir DeLay started it?
He did. He and his wife, you know him from
2001.
2000, yeah, oh my God. And yeah, he's still around. I don't see him there that often, but he started it because he'd had a similar experience with a group in Los Angeles, and he wanted to bring that home. And it's a neat idea, and it works really well when people are inspired, and I think we're really inspired right now. I joined up with them over the fall. I'd been aware of them for many years, but I never was around in town long enough to sort of get my hooks in there. But now that I'm there, I really enjoy what we're able to create.
Oh, so you're a newcomer to the organization.
I am. I joined in November, and immediately I produced and directed and performed in a three-day reading of 12 Angry Men. And I brought in some friends from New York, and I brought in some local actors, and we did it sort of as a fundraiser, and it was great. And as soon as we did that, they sort of nudged me to get to be part of the board and to produce more. So that's what I'm doing with this one.
What other events do they have coming up either in the summer or the remainder of the year for the Theater Artists Workshop?
Well, we have in June, we have at least three alternate night readings, they call them. So generally, they're new plays that some of our playwrights will create full-length plays, and they will reserve the space for a weekend, and they'll do some publicity, and they'll try to bring some audiences in to hear their new works. So, and occasionally things will pop up like classic night readings, like I did with 12 Angry Men, where someone will get an idea to, I would love to do Mutiny on the Bounty or something like that, and they will cast it, rehearse it, and then the publicity machine will start up, and they'll try to fill the place up and just entertain people.
You're a working actor. You're a professional actor.
I am, yeah.
Since when? How long? Where did you get your start?
Well, it's funny. I started acting basically on a dare about 25 years ago, maybe. I'd been a newspaper reporter and a bartender. And
I feel like a lot of actors were bartenders
at
one point.
Yeah, they are. We're good listeners. And someone had dared me to try acting because they thought I might be good at it. And I did. And it sort of stuck. And I quickly started working professionally. And I've worked on Broadway, off Broadway. I did 3 national tours. I've traveled all over the world doing shows.
Wow.
And, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. I'm also a writer. So I've written a couple of screenplays and trying to get a couple of them produced this year while we're still young enough to do it. And it's a slow process, but I've written some really funny, interesting stuff, and I have a lot of people. A lot of my theater friends that I've worked with have expressed interest in doing them. So I'm hopeful that there'll be new experiences this year for me.
Is there anything currently on Broadway you're dying to see or coming soon?
Yeah, well, I want to go see Iceman Cometh because with Denzel Washington, I've got a bunch of friends in that show, and I'm trying to get there. I think it's got about another month and a half to go. It's a timing thing. I'm always either out of town or underemployed enough to say, well, I'll get the tickets next week. But I'm going to see it before it closes. And there's a lot of beautiful shows. I mean, obviously, you want to see Hamilton. But mm-hmm. I've got friends in that, too, but they can't help.
How? I mean, come on.
I know. I did a film.
What's the point of having a friend in Hamilton if they can't get you tickets?
I know. I had a film. I did a film project a couple years ago that I wrote. And I had a girl, one of the girls that's in Hamilton right now, was in it. And I just can't even get myself to call her because I know she gets that every day. So I'll wait in line like everybody else.
Broadway, obviously there's musicals too. Are you strictly like a play guy?
I'm a dramatic or comic actor. I can sing a little bit, but no one would pay to hear me sing by myself. I'm in the background singing maybe a little harmony, but I'm a dramatic guy. I've done, some Arthur Miller, I 12 Angry Men is the show that I guess I'm known best by. I've done the 3 professional versions of that, including the Broadway national tour.
Wow.
For 2 years. And then I did a production in North Carolina 2 years ago. And then I did another one in New York, maybe 6 years ago. So that's sort of my show. That sounds arrogant. It's the show I best identify with and I have most experience with.
When you've done the show so many times, if another production comes around, do you just show up the day of? You're just like, I already know this part inside and out.
There's a sense of that. Yeah. I mean, I do reread the play if I see it auditioning just to get it fresh again. And I would be mortally embarrassed to forget my lines if I had done it 700 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I do freshen up. But I know the play pretty well. And in a rehearsal period, pretty much if anybody forgets a line, no matter what their role is, I can get them there.
You've got that play inside and out in your brain.
Yeah,
it's
stuck in me. It's tattooed on me. Right?
That's incredible. Very cool. Mike Boland, the Theater Artists Workshop presents the Spring 2018 Festival of New Works. It's happening this weekend in Norwalk, Friday and Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. Listeners, if they want to get tickets, where do they go?
Go online to the Theater Artists Workshop website. I actually check all the messages myself, so if you call and order tickets, I will be the guy returning your call, so you can ask me anything you want about the theater world. All right, here's the number for that. Theater Artist Workshop is 203-854-6830. Leave a message. There's no one picking up the phone. It's a voice message, and I will return your call and confirm your tickets, and you can ask me anything you want about 12 Angry Men or baseball or whatever.
What's your team?
I'm a Yankee fan.
Excellent. That's the right answer if you're in Norwalk. You go a little bit further north, it gets a little dicey.
You're right.
Mike Boland, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
My pleasure, Alan.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.